Marty, good to see you.
Thanks. Good to be back.
All right. Let's start with a very good news story this week. We like good news once in a while, and there's been a groundbreaking for a major project in Las Cruces. It's a business story because it may help the business community with conventions. It's also an education story because it will be a learning lab.
Absolutely. It's the Courtyard of Marriott to be built adjacent to the convention center. But being right here at NMSU, it's also going to provide opportunity for students, as you say, in the School of Hotel, Restaurant, and Tourism Management. And city leaders and economic folks think this will be a boon for the city's economy because they, a number of people, including Stuart Eid, the city manager, are saying that we've lost convention days, the way they measure convention days. And so with the hotel being right next to the convention center and the planned expansion of the convention center, I don't have a date on that, but that is also down the road for the convention center. But the hotel should be completed at the end of 2018, they say.
Pretty neat. All right, another NMSU-related story. The Board of Regents holding listening sessions, and one is coming up on Friday, to get input on the next chancellor.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're doing it at all the towns in the state that has a branch campus, and plus the main campus here. They've already had some forums in Alamogordo and Carlsbad on Friday at 4 o'clock at Doña Ana a community college, East Mesa Campus Auditorium. They will have an open to the public forum on the chancellor search. And then there's going to be another one in November, a follow-up as well.
Okay. We also are talking about the Las Cruces municipal elections. And in District 5, there is a third candidate. You've already profiled the incumbent, Gil Sorg, and challenger Steve Montanez. You also have another challenger, William Fuller.
William Fuller just showed up at the last minute before the filing deadline and announced his candidacy. And so then, you know, there's three in that race, District 5. But we have an interview with him. Like you say, we already did interviews with the other two. He's a stay-at-home dad and has not been to any forums. He just says he has other ways to reach his constituents,
yes,
by going door to door.
And if you're interested in that race, we do have Gil Sorg and Steve Montanez on KRWG-TV tonight at 7. All right. Also, you have something interesting here, a series beginning on the Doña Ana County Commission.
Lynn Moore is a freelance writer who covers the county for us. We hired her to do explicitly that a few months ago, back last summer.
That's great.
Yeah, we needed that big time. And those meetings last forever.
They do.
Yeah.
Sometimes 5-hour meetings.
Yes, and she has the time to do that. So she's been covering the commission. And with three new commissioners this year, beginning in January, she writes about how in this issue, the first of a series, how the overall personality of the commission is starting to emerge. And she talks about all five commissioners and their roles and just how the interplay works with all of them.
Incredibly important. I look forward to reading that series. It's been an interesting time in county politics. In the last, actually, 10 years, it's been interesting all the way through. And sometimes tumultuous, that might be the word.
That's a good word.
Speaking of interesting, we're going to be in Halloween time, and we got about 30 seconds here to go. But before Halloween, we got the Zombie Walk.
The Zombie Walk. Yeah. It's an annual event. We can't get enough of it. We have to do it every year.
The kids love this.
Yes, and just in time for Halloween. And that's this weekend. It's on Saturday from 5 to 10, roughly, at the plaza in downtown Las Cruces.
Okay.
And we have photos from last year, and they're pretty good. They go to a lot of trouble.
So if you're downtown Saturday night, you see some strange stuff, don't be too scared.
Yeah.
All right, good. Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every Thursday on KRWG. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.